When the legislature passed its first budget in June, the governor vetoed $58 million in funding for Medicaid. This cut resulted in a 5% reduction in reimbursements for healthcare providers such as Cornerstone Home Health. They provide home care for about 30 residents in Haines. Bev McLaughlin manages Cornerstone's office in Haines. She says that reduced Medicaid reimbursements mean the state is paying $2 to $4 an hour less to Cornerstone for its services. McLaughlin says that Cornerstone won't lower wages as a result of the cut, but it may freeze new hires and wage increases. Reductions in Medicaid spending were one of the most contentious aspects of the governor's budget cuts. More than a quarter of the state's population is covered by Medicaid, and it is one of the state's largest expenses. But Medicaid isn't the only health care program threatened by state budget cuts.
The home modification program for seniors who want to age in place and remain in their community, in their home, that program was completely eliminated.
That's Sierra Jimenez, the assistant director of Southeast Alaska Independent Living, or SAIL.
That program, you provide a ramp and safety grab bars or a tall toilet, a roll-in shower in a home. The cost of that is minimal compared to what it would cost the state, or what it does cost the state, for somebody on Medicaid to be in a nursing home. And that's the alternative.
SAIL completed 6 home modifications in Haines last year using money from the state program. Jimenez says that cutting state programs like this affects SAIL's clients rather than the organization itself.
At this point, our operational funds are solid. SAIL's really diversified funding, so we are not we do have some state grants, but we're not completely dependent upon it.
Other healthcare providers haven't been as lucky. REACH provides support for people with developmental disabilities in Southeast Alaska. Recently, the organization's supervisor for the Haines office, Christy Long, lost her job. In an email, Executive Director Dan Elstad said REACH has had to tighten its belt across the agency due to state budget cuts. But the state budget is still in limbo. The legislature recently passed HB 2001, which restores much of the funding eliminated in Governor Dunleavy's line item vetoes from June. But the governor still has the ability to veto those items again, and he has indicated he will. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.